is gone, and even though we're far away from it, it feels like summer's still here. And still learning. We trudged to Council Estate Eden. We loved to be well to do, even though we didn't know what to do. We picked up the made up kids, played house for years before it was cool. Behind the bike shed wedding, but no kisses, please. That's for the bad kids. We learn to love in fiction before the tracing paper divorce. We each took a kid and wept. The passionate shepherdess lost her sheep. I'd seen you so many times on torn down trees, surrounded by perfect penciled snow, and inside you, empty holiday hopes. It wasn't until I saw you cross the street, surrounded by serendipity, that my hopes became full. I saw the robin. I was on a bench just waiting for a bus, actually. And I looked up and it was just wandering across the road and back again. I'd actually never seen one before, which is unbelievable almost, considering that I live out in the country, but it was a real cool moment. I'm running out of times to say that I'm running out of time. That was just distraction, like the exclusive club of boys I'd never looked twice at that inexplicably got a third look, and the sculptures of Staples on my excuse for a desk. I'm on a tower of procrastination accidents, and I'll probably fall when the waves in my ear that are sometimes my heartbeat tip me over and I'm pinned by the limits of my balance. I don't even have time for all of this, because I've so much to do, but yet so little need to do it. It's all been done by someone before me who thought they were your first. I get far more done when I just do nothing. Scratching. We are welcome markings. Extradite the old nails. Sparkling curriculum. I watch you evolving, learning new affection to heal old broken hearts. Everything but the past. History has failed us. I love like you've been mine since my very first breath. Sometimes I think people really and genuinely believe that once you reach a certain point in your life, that's it. You don't get to fall in love or have fun or wear certain colours. And I mean, I've always found the whole thing very absurd, because I think as humans we're capable of so much more than we allow ourselves, you know. But I also find it kind of sad to limit yourself and the things that you're able to feel and do and touch and live by something as ridiculous as how far you've advanced in age, how long you've been on the planet. I mean, just allow yourself a little more, you know. We're all here. Why can't we all be happy? Whenever you're around, I go missing. Call it shyness, call it a public service. I disappear. Like a magician's unglamorous assistant. I feel like I'd walk right through you, though touching your skin is too much to take. Then I'd gain my wings and be raised on unflattering wires to meet a jeering audience of angels who found the whole thing just delightful. Will I ever know why you, unfashionable, irresistible love, were unfashionably late and out of my reach and out of my life and out of my league? If I could, would I want to? The mystery of you haunts my heart. You know, I actually started writing everything for Drowning in Us about 2 years ago, when I started filming everything. And it's gone through a lot of processes, a name change, story changes, character changes, content changes, but I am pleased to tell you that it will be with you in some form or another by December. And If I Could will be a part of that, which I'm really excited about, because I think it fits very well with the rest of everything, and I'm just really excited to share that with everybody real soon. My last words to you throb in my throat, scratching and crawling to escape, to reach you one last time. I'm surrounded by suffocation and the ground is lava. So I'll leap into your arms, pretend we never parted. Then I'll fall to the floor, unable to reach the arms. I'll miss forever. I didn't sleep at all that night. Grey dress, suddenly stunning silver as we kissed, outside the Glasgow Caledonian, and you told me I couldn't be captured. In your grasp I stayed, regardless, just like the movies. I couldn't bear to leave your side or to close my eyes in case I lost you to the sleeping streets. We made magic, sleight of hand, sleight of heart, stretched 6 hours into 60 years, as brave as our surroundings for the very first time. When the sun showed up and you were gone, I collapsed outside the place where we learned to love, and wept, waiting for you, though I knew we'd had our last kiss. If you should go, I'll love you as you leave me, knowing that you did all you could. Maybe I can only save myself when nobody's watching, and I can count all the ways I let you walk away. When you're here, I'm too caught up in loving you that I can't do right by myself. But myself is all I have now.